Okay, you come learn in a black Gemara. We are in Daf Kuf Mem Amir Aleph on top. So we said that there's Nechasim Merubin, the Mishnah said, and Nechasim Mevatin. It's an amazing thing how in the Gemara we learned till now that the boys who yashin and the girls don't yashin, and suddenly we find out that in fact the girls get more than the boys do. And the Rabban turned the whole thing on its head. So the Mele, if it's Nechasim Mevatin, they don't have too much Nechasim, and we had a discussion, what's Nechasim Mevatin? If they don't have enough to feed them for 12 months, the boys and the girls, or the state does not have enough to provide for the girls all the way till the Shivagru. And they don't, for the boys and the girls, until they become 12 years old. It could be they're 9, 8, 7, or until they get married. So the Chasim Watin, we give to the girls, and we give to the girls. And we're right now, the Gemara first thought that the boys get nothing, so we say, no, whatever you need for the girls is fine, the rest goes to the boys. The Chasim Merubin, we give to the girls whatever they need, and the boys get the rest. Sorry, oh, the Mishnah. Oh. Yeah.
The Mishnah before, they really didn't have the option.
Yeah. Because the Gemara, Pshita, that's for certain. Merubin v'nismatu. What happens as soon as the person passed away? There was a larger state, it was Merubin. And then v'nismatu, and then it was reduced because either the price deflation or because of the price of income of food became very expensive. So the shaili is, how do we treat it? Do we look at it the moment he died, or we say no, that it's nismatu? So we say very simple. There's no question that the yoshin, as soon as the guy died, they yashin their estate, and if the area of the bonus went down, so they went down. It's their union. However, Muatim in Israbu, at the time it was Muatim, so he gave the girls their thing. And then the boys had the leftover. Then in Israbu, suddenly the value went up or the price of food went down. How do we look at it? And the Chakir is as follows. How do we understand that we take away from the boys to give to the girls? Is the pshat that we transfer the properties out of the resus of the boys and now becomes the resus of the girls? Any improvement is their benefit. Or the pshat is still the boys, but they have an obligation to provide for the girls. So if there's any improvement, it's the boys' benefit. B'shusiyoshin, kaimers, and shus of the yoshin, hicha, b'shusiyoshin, shavuach, it improved in the value in the resus of the yoshin. Aydil maslukim misalki, yoshin mahacha, perhaps. The Yosha no longer in the picture, so any improvement is the girls. Toshma coming here. The Rabban have a right to whatever they want. Hefker doesn't have care. Toshma coming here. Omar Rabasi said, and remember that tonight's Suba. Rabasi said, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, there's a din. Yisaymin shekodmu umachru bin lechasim uwatin. Yisaymin went ahead. Lechasim uwatin are meant to be there as insurance. And from there, you're going to derive the provisions for the girl. They went ahead and they sold it. Mashem machru machru. They sold it. What does that prove? That it's through theirs. Be'etzim. They just have an obligation to feed their girls. So therefore, any improvement is theirs. So you want to we'll start doing Rishban from here. Yosef Rabbi Yemir Kamed Rabavu. Rabbi Yemir asked the question before Rabavu. And he's sitting there and he asked the following question. Almanosai. How do we treat the almana mahu? Let's say there was besides girl, there's also a widow. Is a widow considered like the girls that want that before we, the boys can take their share, we have to make sure there's enough provision for the widow? The thing by a widow is that she continues to get fed from the state until she gets remarried or until she collects her ksuvah. So Alma is a chlek is either 25 years or loyal avod. Alma nusa in ksuvahs. Alma nusa, her widow, ma'usha temai ben chasim, is it as if the estate from before even you divide it. You already owe the almana, so therefore that reduces the amount to make it into the chasim mawatin. Mi amrin, do we say, kivan di islam zayna, because the estate has to feed her mimata, it reduces the amount, therefore we look at the girls and the almana. And if there's just not enough to feed them both, then we say that what? That is nechasim muwatin, aydilma, kivan di ila mintzaba lesla, since if she gets married, there's no more, is hashtanami lesla. Now also there is no more. A little bit hard to understand, because by a girl also, if she gets married, she loses out.
Right, remember.
Yeah, but what have to? But in this situation, we're looking right in this situation today. There are sons there, so there's no shaila of that. We'll see anything more about Roli Yosha. Let's do Rashbam. Alma nosei ma'us yetamai, three lines above the white line, shetimai l'chosim, misha may, somebody died, v'hiniach boni v'bona, as he left behind sons and daughters, v'hiniach nami alma nosei, left behind a widow. Utsiricha nami mezainas ko, yimei megar alma lusa, she needs to be provided for, kol's man, she's an almana, v'enkan l'chosim, and but what happens is, it's only sufficient, this asset, k'dei mozan ha'boni, v'ha'bona achivagri, it's only sufficient to take care of the boys and the girls until they grow up, but not enough of the almana. Mi, I mean, do we say? Kivan the Islam is Zayna. She's entitled to food as well. Memata, it turns the whole thing into the Chasim Awatim. And what do we tell them from Chasim Awatim? We give to the girls and the boys. The guy goes Shnar. Well, like Mikro and the Chasim Arubin, it's not called the Chasim Arubin. Umafrishin Mahan Chasim, therefore you set aside from the state, you put in a trust. Mazin Ha'isha, Vehabana, you take care of the widow, you take care of the daughters. Acha Yevagru, Vahamaisa Lebanim, and only any excess that goes to the kids, the sons, to Moatin, which we like Chasim Moatin. And then once they spend whatever that excess is, Yishalol Absachin, too bad, they have food, but you have to go Shnar or get a job. I deal more perhaps, Kivan the Iluminsibil, the Baal, what happens the widow a year later gets married? Less Lamazina, she's no longer entitled to any provisions from the state. Loimimata, therefore, she does not in any way reduce it, it's still considered the Chasim Merubim. Ukamanda less, it doesn't exist. So what's the Chilik of the Chasim or what the Chasim Merubim? And if it's the Chasim Merubim, she still, the pile gets food from the estate, from the sons. What's the Chilik? This is what you do. If it's the Chasim Merubim, you give the girls, you put in a trust for whatever they need, till they grow up. The excess goes to the Banim, like the Chasim Merubim. And now the boys have to feed the Korina, and we will say the sons, Yashin, and the daughters get Nizm. What about the Almana? The almana does not get anything from the chelik of the daughters. So now you have to ask yourself, and it's very hard to understand, so what in the world is the difference between whether you call something the chasim merubin, the chasim merubin, the halach is exactly the same. If in the chasim merubin the girls get taken care of, and the boys eat whatever's left over, and then they go shnar, and the chasim merubin the girls get taken care of, and the boys have the excess. What's the difference? So it's hard to understand what the Rambam is saying here. So he continued, and the almana either way gets only from the boys chelik. So the Rambam continues, and unfortunately, I have a hard time understanding. The second pshat of the Rambam, a little bit easier to understand. Behind you, and this is ikka the difference between mimata or lulay mata, whether it's chasim or not. The mimata, if there's very few chasim, which means the girls get taken care of, and the almana, then the boys have to go shnar. He's habonim yishalo, v'hamana tizo, and the almana gets fed. The loyim matav the chasim merubin yizoynu yachad hamana v'habanim. The hamana eats with the banim. Aval banos ain lahatzim zayin klal be matav beloyim matav. The abeim in the chasim merubin chasim matin tan habanim yizoynu. No one understands what Rashbam is saying. So what's the chilik? The chasim matav chasim merubin. In both cases, the girls get whatever they deserve to get. In both cases, the boy gets the leftover. In both cases, the hamana gets from the boys. In the chasim merubin, the boys have a lot. In the chasim matav have a little. But in theory, what's the difference? Hard to understand. So look at the Rashbam. What's the next part? Inami or. Hecha de loimim mata, if it's the chasim merubin, mikir the chasim merubin, it's called the chasim merubin. And what happens then? So the girls get their thing, the boys get Yerusha. Ba'ava pishan is akva hayema mocha milanos. And the Amana, let's say, they decide not to get married so fast. Hareyu ki merubin v'nismatu, will treat it like merubin. Suddenly the Amana is still in the picture. So the boy got Yerusha. It's like a merubin, and that became less. The Amrina, what do we say about Reuben and Ismatu? We say, the Yoshin already Yashin, so they're entitled to it. So now the Balamana gets fed, where does she get the food from? The Yizoynu Shloshtem Yachat Boni Mabonz Mamona Kenyashi Bainai. Anupshat. So he's saying here that if it's Nechasim Mawatim, the girls get, the Amana gets, and the boy gets whatever's left over. If it's the Chasim Merubin, the girls get, the boys Yashin, and now suddenly an Amana comes in. Amana coming in is a third party, not part of the whole group. It's as if they had a lot of Nechasim, so you had Yerusha and then the Mismata. And what happens? The Amana, this is how the Fortune Lam Shatan Rashbam, the Amana now will take her share, not only from the Bunim, but also from the Bunis. Oh, she's always taken care of. The question is, what's the Chilik in the first Shatan Rashbam? What's the Chilik, if you call it in theory, in Merubin or Kulmotin? The outcome is always the same. But the girls get taken care of, the widow gets taken care of, and the boys get the excess. So what's the difference? So you have more money, you have less money. So what's it? So it's no halachic difference, it's just a metzidik difference.
So it works. According to each one of these views of the Rashbam, it's all always equal.
Mm.
Everybody has to bear.
Yeah, but in the first view, no. The first view, Amana gets only from the boy's share. Only from the boy's share. In the second view, the Amana gets, if there's the Chasim Merubin, if it's the Chasim Merubin, the Amana only gets from the boy's share. But if it's the Chasim Merubin, Amana will get from both shares. But if it's the first Shad Rashbam, whether Merubin, whether Merubin, the Amana gets only from the boy's share. So even though the only difference is that he has more money and less money, but in Halach is the same. same halacha. So first one, hard to understand the first one,
there is a difference as to what the source of the land is.
No, there isn't. What's the difference? In both cases, he's taking the boys. What I care what you call it, Merubin and Muatin. What's the difference? The girls are taken care of.
One of them was that the girls also have to contribute towards the man.
That's the second pshat of the Rashbam, not the first pshat. First pshat of the Rashbam is the girls are always untampered. The amana gets from the boys. So then, what's hard to understand? What's the difference? Okay, next, get back to the Gemara. If you want to say, if you want to use a theory that since she can always go out, get out and get married, so therefore she has a chelig, leslo, is hashtinam leslo, therefore what do you want to say? Well, that right now she's no longer part of the ones that we need to take care of straight away. What about bas ishtai? What about his daughter, his stepdaughter, his wife brought a girl into the equation and he accepted, I'll take care of her. So I have my own biological daughter, then I have your daughter that I'll take care of. And there the din is that you'll take care of her 5 years after the mother passes away. And there it makes no difference if she gets remarried or not. I need to take care of her 5 years. That's a promise. So it's like it's a pledge, which is a chayiv. Mawusha tamay bin chasim. Do we say that she's there from the beginning? And she's in my chasim. The boys get, you know, whatever the excess is. Oh no, they both boys and the girls get. And then she gets from both of them. What's the shaila? Me, I mean, do we say, kiven the chiminzibah nam yisla, if she gets married, she's still entitled to the pledge. Umimata, therefore she does it. Oidima kiven the ilumesa. The moment she dies, nobody yashes that pledge. That pledge was to take care of your stepdaughter, of your daughter, Kozman, your daughter's alive. But if she dies, nobody yashes it. So it could very well be that the pledge is not going to be realized the full 5 years. Lesla, therefore, she does not, is not entitled to take from the estate. The Lemimata, she'll only get afterwards from both of them. Rashbam, Bas Ishtay, Misha Kibbal Allah Bishasa, so when he got married, he said, Lazna Bas Ishtay, Misha Achad, my stepdaughter, Chamesh, Shani, 5 years. The Mace, and he died. The Mutal Aliyosh and Lazaina, they need to continue to provide for her. Kivan Avagad, the Mintzbi, Islam, Zaina, Ad Chamesh, Shani, Mina Yoshin, for another 5 years from the Yoshin, Shari, Choyvush, and Chayv Lavim. The father pledged it, Mimata, Vivyazaini, he, Vahabonas, Vahabonim, Mishal, and the Bonim Shagat and Shanar. But she and the girls get collect, or no, Lemimata, if it's Leimimaita, if it's Leimimaita, because she might die, then we'll call it Merubin. And what happened to Merubin? The girl's Yashin, the son's, sorry, the girl gets Mezainis, the son's Yashin. It'll be a case like Nechassim Merubin that Venismatu. So the Rashbam now sticks to the second shot. Now what? That the, what's the chilik of Nechassim Merubin? Then this bas will take from both of them. Because the boys were already entitled to the Yerusha, because like the Chasim Merubin and Smatu, which means Kvazocha and Ayoshin, they were Zeichis completely, it's theirs. Just as much as the girls have their Mezainis. And now they have to feed, keep the father's pledge, they're both responsible. No. And the Mechoy take it, both of them, Shabbat. But since, as right now, when it comes to divide the estate, that's a chayv, an outside chayv, but it's not part of the, it's not within both of them. That's the question, who has to carry it? That's the question. Only the bonim or both of them? So it depends how we view it. If it's part of the distribution, then only the boys have to carry it. If it's not part of the distribution, it's an outside chayv, then they both have to equally carry it. That's exactly the question. Third case. And now we're going to make it even more clear with a real Baal Chayv. If she dies, the chayv disappears. Therefore, she doesn't reduce. In other words, she's an external. What about Baal Chayv? There's a pledge there. Since Baal Chayv's chayv never ends, maybe it's considered part of distribution. Do we say, if he dies, you still owe the money to his children. Therefore, it's part of the distribution. And the bunny get nothing. So it goes to Baal Chayv. And if it comes out of the boy's share, Idilma keeping the Mechzeh Gavayin. The fact he didn't collect it yet, so it's only an outside external chayv. It's not part of the distribution, so let the girls get their share, the boys get their share, and now that he comes along, when he comes along, they'll take them both. Loy Memayid, you're not Memayid. Reshbam, Baal Choy, Mao Shimayid, Im Ein Nechassim, Elekedei Achayv. Let's say there's not enough Nechassim only for the chayv and a Muzzin bonus, enough to feed the girls. Mi Amrin is Memayid, he reduces it. Vahabon is Yezoinu, therefore the girls get fed. And he gets paid his chayv. Vahabon im Yishul Walab Sachim, and the boys have to go shnar. Oy Loy Memayid, it's not considered part of the distribution, it's an outside pledge that comes in afterwards, and therefore the boys yashin the chelik. Vahyezoinu, Bonim, Ubonis, Ad Shas, Treifas, Bal Chayv. You know, they split whatever it is still Bal Chayv along. Ukshiyitreif, and when he schlep, im Yesh Moise, Yezoinu, Bonis, Abag. You have seen it, they all lose. Again, see the Rashbam's gang, and now is like his second shot. But that's the chilek in the chasim mu'atin and the chasim merubin. Whether you take only from the boys in the chasim mu'atin and the chasim merubin, and therefore they settled, and then now comes some another chayv, they take from both, aside from the zayin of the girls, aside from the chayv of the boys.
So what is this? Was this
Yeah, everything is 100%.
Why do you say that this is a shtar? It's not so divine. No, why don't you say that?
Because halach is unlike the labei yisil. That is mechzer gubayin. It's not part of the distribution of the chayv. It's not part of the yerusha. It's something. It's a chayv. So what? So it's an outside. So it's an outside chayv. It's not part of the yerusha, the state of the father. It's not an inherent part of it. It's an outside lien that's sitting on top of it. It's very different than something from within. Yerusha is from within. Bezayin is from within. How do we treat a chayv? Is it from within or is it an outside thing levied on this property? That's the question, basically. What makes an outside thing? The fact that it can be eliminated. Like by the bas, if she dies, or by the case of money, she gets married, or the case of here, you never collect it. Maybe we'll never collect. So it's still considered. Therefore, it's not part of that. Proves not part of it. No, that's not open ended. Whatever it is, but it's not part of the state. It's an outside chayv that's leaning. It's a lien. What's a lien? A lien is. It's not part of the land. It's not an inherent part of the land. Because till it's collected, it's not yet real. It's a theoretical thing. Or do we say no?
Okay.
That's the shaila. You know everything. You know the day, date, and everything else. No.
Let's assume the father was a professional and he caused some damage. So at the time that he did the work, he didn't know whether somebody's going to come and sue. And now somebody turns up and sue.
That's for sure not part of the state. Don't talk about it.
That's totally different.
We're trying to say here, what's the definition of an inherent part of the state? The fact that you can eliminate it, does that make it no longer part of the state? That's the question. And about chayiv is the one that you eliminate the least because the only thing you're missing is govaina. Or we still argue. The fact is that it's not part of the state. You didn't take it yet. I mean, that's a two studim. Others ask the question, pufaket, which is the same idea, but just working the other way backwards. So that's the other way. About chayiv, ma'o shimayim chasim. It doesn't about chayiv, ma'o chasim. Oh, and then they went from there to Bas Ishtai. If you tell me about Chayv is a mic, because it's so definitive. What about a Bas Ishtai? It's not so definitive because she could die. Or, and even if the chance of her dying is slim. So therefore it's quite definitive because it's part of the state. What about Amanose Maushim al Chasim? Amanose as well, because she can get married easily. He says, we don't answer. Amanose Ubas, Azim and Kedemis. You have a widow, you have a daughter, who takes precedence? Omalei, he asked him. This is Rabbi Yirmiyah asking Rabbi Abba, who takes precedence? The almana, widow or daughter? Omalei, zila, I'm not going to answer on the spot. Why don't you leave? Told him, I'll come back tomorrow. He also, when he came, Omalei said, "Treat me as chadu." You have four questions. I don't know the answer three of them, but the fourth one I'll answer about almana and the bas. Rabbi Abba, osu almana eats the bas. We're going to give the covenant and respect to the widow compared to a daughter. Kibas Eitzelachim. What do we do before when you have a sister amongst a bunch of brothers? We first take care of her needs before we take care of the brothers. We'll first take care of the widow before we take care of the daughters. Like a girl, first the girl takes get care of. The brothers go get in the snort. Af almana eats albas. Almana nizainis va bas tishalabsachim. The almana, the wife, should be taken care of first before the girls. No. But why? What's a swara? Why should Almana, the whole thing is called Kula from your own girls, Drenzich in the Gassen, and Almana is much older, so we trust her less in the street? Or is it Pashat? What's the word here? Why is it that Almana. We don't want girls going out there snoring in doors because it's not sneezing and worried. Yeah, but we're worried about the young girls who are very impressionable and.
When he's saying that there's a bus in Almana,
yeah.
Is
no, bus? No, that was what I talked about the bus.
So the bus is the owner's
lochay. That's all, yeah. Yes. And the question is only enough food for one? If there's enough food for both, no problem. There's only enough food for one. Who gets it? Yeah, who gets it?
So would you say who's
Yeah, basically, yeah. The part of that money gets it because we believe that Rabbeinu Geshe learns that a man is closer to his wife than his kids, to his daughters. That's what the meditation looks like. So if you want to enter his mind, this is probably what he would have wanted. It says right here. When he explains the question, he says, Kroiva daited about feili ishtay mebitay. Clear. Usually you think the other way around.
Of course, you say
exactly. And then his conclusion, he says, why amanosa tizen? Mishum the nichel lebal shle tizalzel amanosai. It's a bit clear. He said a man is closer to, interesting debate. Is a man closer to his wife versus his kids?
Probably depends on how the wife behaves. In many cases.
Then he wouldn't still be his wife if she's not behaving right. He would divorce.
Some people don't get divorced straight away when things go wrong.
We're assuming that most people would want their wife. Well, we see by anything about it. Gemara concludes clearly. Paskins, and this is the Rashbam doesn't say anything here. But this is what he says. This is how Rabbeinu Geshem. Okay, let's continue writing Gemara. Admon says, "Bishvil shani zochiv sadati." Making a statement, because I'm a male, I should lose out. Machleik is shani whether he's actually arguing, whether he's just lamenting the fact. But the fact that Rulu says, "I like the words of Admon," sounds like he's happy with it. Machleik is Rashbam and Tesis who dipaskal like Admon like Racham. Says the Gemara, "Maika Omar, what does it mean? Because I'm a boy, I'm losing out." Omar Abai, he says, "Hachi Omar, bishvil shani zochiv, because I'm a male. The roani lasik b'teira, and I can sit in koyul and learn. And if I had this money, it would take care of me. If sadati, I should lose out giving it to my daughter." Interesting thing in Gemara said that I do learn. The fact that I could go to koyul already, I'm entitled already to something. Later on tomorrow's Gemara, we'll see that this, so missing the kick here of your son, so they can learn.
Could go
to coil. That's what it says here. Row any last data.
Coil earnings are less.
He doesn't say the like, he says row, so the state, the parent should take care of him. Rav Elamiata, following your line of reasoning, a guy has two sons. Man the osig betayda who the yardit. The lawyer osig betayda lawyer. The one's learning tayda should get more, and the one's not learning tayda should not get. But Abai doesn't say that. I don't understand. Abai says, because I'm row with the tayda. Every boy's role of Taita. Just because you're learning, I'm not. I can sit down and learn tomorrow as well. So why are you entitled more than me? He's saying boy versus a girl. A girl has no mitzvah of Talmud Taita. The boy has a mitzvah of Talmud Taita. So what's Pshat? Elam HaRava, Hachikama. Says Rava, the Pshat like this. Bishvil shani zocher v'roani liyash min chasim rubin. If sadin chasim otin, hapi halacha, I'm the Yiddish, and here I get nothing. It's all going to this girl, to my sisters. When hapi halacha, I'm the one who's the Yiddish. So you may have to come to help out my sisters, but take everything away from me. What's going on with this? I have kedus. So he's upset. Anyhow, Mishnah.
So it's interesting because Rov lays stress on the fact that you're loyal to Yasha.
Right? Abai says Rov Lirtaya. Rov understood Abai, not that Rov, that he's taka learning. He has to be a master in learning.
But he introduces the concept that you
based on what you're saying.
Entitled to inherit.
Yeah.
So in case of a daughter who's also potentially entitled to inherit. When she's the only one around, she should have some sort of a higher standing.
Over who?
Over somebody else, over the almana
marshal. No, but we said the father, you heard it before, that the father wants to give them almana better than the girl. Simple as that.
The girl is entitled to Yashin, the almana is not entitled, she's only got a
ksuba. There's a tekan zachami based on what there's no yirusha by mezainis for a girl. It's only what we think that a man wants to take care of his daughters. We think that a man wants to take care of his wife more than wants to take care of his daughters. No, the chasim watin, he gets nothing.
No, but I'm saying,
and
the chasim ruben is.
The Taina says Ayasha. I'm not complaining about that.
I'm saying in every scenario, here's one thing that he's.
Yeah, in the Yerusha, we're talking about the Yerusha, where the Taita says the Cheda outright that it's close to me. B'nai Slochad had a whole Veitzaku because they got nothing, and Shmuel Chacham came along and turned the whole thing into Mapecha, and I'm getting nothing, and the girls are getting everything. It's not fair. You've sadati. So, let's say he has his Taina. If the Halacha like Adban, so therefore what? So what happens? So he's not agreeing with the whole concept of Mezainis by the Chasam Martin. It's not clear exactly what he's saying either. Okay, he has a Taina, and what do you want? Let's say he left behind a son, a daughter, he also left behind a tumtum, someone that's covered over. And normally we learn to suffix zocha, suffix in a cave, and we learned the whole Gemara before. We said, that he can't, has to be from the moment he was born, he had to be a yellow, he had to be known as a boy or a girl. And as if it has to be known as from the beginning.
Don't they're covered over, you can often see by
it's behavior, not today. Today, yeah. Here the Gemara introduced a new concept that a tumtum could be a barrier before an outside. which how do you then understand it? And when you do open it up, what happens? See, he reverts back to, yeah, or he stays a baby of Nasa. Proceeding more here. Means a separate entity. He's not a boy. He's, you know, under the formula, you have LGBTI and you have T. This is the T. Tumtum. Says the Mishnah, Hiniach boni mo bonas v'tumtum bizman shahana chasim arubin. There's a lot of a chasim, which means the girls get fed and the boys get Yerusha. And there's a lot, the boys obviously get a lot more than the girls. Has chorim doich reisel v'chorim. Maybe you're a girl. So why should you get with us? The chasim, what when it comes to the smaller states, and the girls basically get everything.
What does the tumtum weigh?
You're fascinating.
Where's
the chasim, what it's only a few nechasim, where the girls basically get everything, the boys get very little. What and the cable, the chasim, the girls, why you're getting mezonos? Maybe you're a boy. If a man says im teili, no, it sounds in the Mishnah. We don't know what he is, a boy or a girl. But each one pushes to the other side. However, a guy says im teili ishti zocher. If a man says, if my wife gives birth to a zocher, yitel money, I want this child to get $100. Yol the zocher yitel money. He had a boy, he takes $100. Nekeva, if he says if my wife has a girl, masayim. So if the Mishnah here it looks like a girl's worth more than a boy, then we'll discuss. Then yol the nekeva, no, it's a masayim. She had a girl. She gets $200. Im zocher manim nekeva masayim. He says in one breath, if it's a boy, it's 100. If it's a girl, it's 200. V'yolda zocher unekeva. Now most of Shreem say not talking about twins, because twins, speaking more later, twins you get nothing because he says boy this, girl this. He didn't say twins, but it means zocher unekeva, either a boy or a girl. Zocher noitel man in the cave and it tells a sign. Zocher gets 100 and the cave gets $200. And he's talking about a Shechiv Merah who's dying, so you have to carry out his words, or a matnas body with a star and everything else. Then we'll write, and we'll see later on the Chayda, his Dovah Shalom, how does this work? Anyway. Twins. Okay. Then we'll write, Yael the Tumtum, he said if you have a boy, it'll be 100, a girl 200, and he gave birth to a Tumtum. Ain't no night, gets nothing. Sounds like from here. We'll soon see why. Either he gets nothing because we don't know if it's a boy or a girl. So the chayda, then you should give at least 100 because the minimum is 100. The minimum is a zachar. Or it's a bay of nasmi. Im omar kol mashatei lishti yitl. I don't care what you get. Whatever you shall have, that child shall have something. Hadeh a yitl. V'mein sham yoyed shalahu yoyed hakol. If it's a tumtum and he's the only child, only of course he's the child and he gets everything. Says the Gemara, Doichin Oisai. The girls say, maybe you're a boy, get out of here. The boys say, maybe you're a girl, get out of here. The Shakil Kebas. It sounds like in the first case. The first case is the boys say, you want to chet in Chasim Rubin, you want to chet in Yerusha, maybe you're a girl, go with them. Hoktani Sefer, Yaldu Tumtum Ein Noitel, says the Sefer that a Tumtum does not get like a Ben or a Bas. Omer Abaya, Abaya says, the boys push away. Not the Pshat, they say, you're a girl, get with the Mizainas. Doichin Ein Loi, he gets nothing. You know why he gets nothing? Because the berry of bifnei atzmai. The Rav, Amar Rav says, doichin oitzei v'yashlai. They push him away to the girl, and he gets the minimum amount, so he'll get like a girl in this. I, the Sefer, says clearly, if I said a boy or a girl, a tumtum gets nothing. V'chol pochus, if it's a suffix, he should get like a boy $100. Oschen lab shimim ben gamlil, follows the svar of shimim gamlil. Tanya, we learn, yol the tumtum. If a guy wants to save himself, this one, he has a b'choy, the b'choy automatically comes holy. When does the b'choy come holy? In peterechim, and he leaves the mother's womb. So this guy wants to circumnavigate the rules. So he, while the behemoth is an Uber, he says, I'm making this behemoth. He owes an oiler anyway to Beis Hamikdash. So he'll save himself money. He says, now what? The Uber inside this cow will be an oiler if it's a male. If it's a female, it'll be a shlamim. He owes a shlamim, he owes an oiler. And this is how he gets out. Because of B'chayr, he can't do anything with it. He has to give plus whatever an oiler is. This is how he gets around it. So what happens? Yolda Tumtum. What about the calf was born? Was Nishtaher, Nishtaher, he was a Tumtum. Or Andreginus, who has both signs. Rab Shimon ben Gamil Oimer, in this case, Ein Kedusha Chol Aleyen. V'choyle, it should be a shlomi or an oile, or a suffix, sell it and with the money, you know, do half and half. Nothing, because it's neither male or a female. What is it? Berye b'fnei atzmei. So the end of our Mishnah follows Rab Shimon ben Gamil Oimer. Okay, Meshre.
Before is just the first child, is that
where Noah's
been?
We're talking about Behemoth.
Yeah.
We're talking about Behemoth.
So is that only males?
Yeah. That's right. Behemoth makes, yeah.
And a female, you can't give a carbon?
No, you can give a
shlami, it can be an oil. So you make this thing there. Anyway, we'll learn all about the chalis. Back to Gemara, Meisel asks you a question. Tumtum, it says in the Braisa, Tumtum Yoidish Keben, it says in the Braisa. And tell me, Pshat here. A Tumtum Yarsh is like a boy, the Nizoin Kebas, but gets fed like a girl. What does that mean? When does he get like a boy, when's like a girl? So according to Rava, who says that it's a suffix, a boy and a girl, you always get the lesser amount, I can understand the Braisa. Mishkalim Rava, Yoidish Keben, when does the Yarsh like a son, but a chasim or what? I think the boys get much less than the girls, so they'll treat him like a boy. The Niza in Kibas, he gets fed like a daughter, and the chasim merubin, where the boys get a lot more than the girls, so they'll treat him like a girl. Okay, I understand, because according to Rava, it's definitely a boy or a girl, you just don't know which one it is, so therefore, we'll always give him the lesser one. Ela la baya, according to baya, my Niza in Kibas, according to baya, he's nishta her, nishta hin. What do you mean nizan kebas? And also, we're going to see. You're going to ask. I wasn't mean yoidish keben. He's not a ben or a bas. Very much of the time, mekhl rova my yoidish keben. You say you're very happy with rova because nizan kebas. But what do you mean yoidish? What do you mean yoidish keben? It says, but that what it says is yoidish keben. That luchayda he doesn't get to black a ben either. El iro el roli yoidish. Ain't like if the chasim what is nothing to yashin. So, right? So what do you mean, Yoidish Keben? Navas. In theory, if there would have been something Yashin, he would get like a Ben. But there's nothing there. No Hokinami, Rol is a main law. So why can't a bias say? The Mishnah is saying that, you know, in theory, they'll send him to the girls and the boys. And he's Rol is because maybe he's a girl, but he probably won't get any because he's a very different answer. It's just in theory. Now, something more interesting about Ha'oimer im yold ishti zoch. If I give my wife birth to a boy, I'll give $100 to the boy. If it's a girl, I'll give $200. Lememra it seems to me the bas adif le meben. A girl is better than a boy. And all the mefoshim have a hard time understanding shatting your mother. Some say literally, some say no. Only when it comes to Yerusha, because the boys take away the whole Yerusha, and so on and so forth. Rashbam, the member, the bas adif le bro, the yov lol in the cave of Messiah says, why are you giving $200 to the girl? The hainish name money. Why are you giving the girl more than a boy? Obviously, you value a girl more than a boy. And what's the problem with that? Says the Gemara, "If a Amar Rabbi Yechon, Meshum Rabbi Shmi, Kol she'ein Neimaniach Ben LiYosha, if a guy doesn't have a son, to Yashnim, we had the Gemara before. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Mali Alav Evra, the Eibush is angry with you, even though it's hard to understand because what could you do about it? We had it in Yashnoichlim. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, "Vahavartem es nachalos lebita." How does the Torah talk about a transfer of Nechasim when there's no Yerusha, when there's no boys? Vahavartem and Evra means angry. The Ein Avodel Evra, Shnemar says, Yoim Evra, Hayemahu, that day is Abish angry, and that's the first time it says anywhere in Tanakh the word Evra. So Evra, therefore, means angry. The Abish is angry. But this is written way before, this is in Tanakh. Rajbam Shnemar, Ven Ein Leva, Vardanach Lassel Bitoy. Says the Gemara, "Le'in Yerusha ben Adivle." When it comes to Yerusha, a ben is better. Why is Yerusha ben better? Because the assets remain in the family's name. But if the girl she marries someone of another shevet, the assets get transferred to another shevet. So for a Yerusha, for a state, it's better to have a boy. When it comes to other inyanim, bita adifa, that a girl is better. Rashbam. Linya Nachla, when it comes to Nachla, Ben Adifle, better is better because the Yikra Shema Mes Anachalasa, because the name of the Mes is called whatever it is, the this estate, and still named the same name, the same family, same shape, and everything else. Avala Bas Maseb is Nachla Mimata Lamata Acher. It gets transferred to another Machla. However, comes to Havocha Bita Difa, She'ena Yechayla Lachzer Acher Monizek Yezocher. We don't want her snoring, so therefore, when it comes to Havocha, taking care of your kids, you take care of your daughters better than you take care of your sons. Because the sons, we say, Goshnar. The girls, we don't say Goshnar. So therefore, in that respect, a girl is better than a boy. Says the Gemara Vayta, Ushmul Amar, Shmul says, you know when a girl is better? Hocha b'mafkedes, you're talking about the first child. It's better to have a girl in the first child than a boy. Why is the oldest kid better to have a girl than a boy? Chayyim, you're missing out on the b'chayyim. Look at Avchizah, like Avchizah, Avchizah, bas, tchila, simen yafu labanim. Having a daughter first is a good sign for your sons. You know why? Why? Ikadami, some say, the marbayel achta, she will raise her brothers, the kids now have two mothers, the mother and also the older sister. And she has a vested interest in making sure her kids behave well, because it says whoever marries a girl should always be bodyg acher her brother. So she wants to make sure her brothers are gentlemen and they behave well and so on and so forth. So give her a good name. So she has a vested interest. So that's why bast tchilas simchas habanim. Or ikidami deloshol to be'ene bisha. There won't be any ayin hara. What's the ayin hara? There's bam. Shmuel Amar Masnisi ben Mafkeda is the bas adifle. A daughter is best, better. Kilefarish time lekamen vazim. The Mabaya Magdalis. She will raise the boys. Now what? It doesn't say anything about Ein Hara. What's Ein Hara? No. So the Rabbeinu Gezer says a funny thing, which is Rabbeinu Gezer says that since the oldest child is a daughter, nobody's going to ask you, so how many boys do you have after that? Because they don't want to bring up a subject that maybe hurts, so therefore nobody's going to ask you. And by, when they ask how many boys you have, you say 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That creates an ayin hara. But nobody's going to have that discussion with you because the girl's oldest, and therefore it's an uncomfortable discussion. Whatever that means. The Mashash says it means ayin hara is because when the oldest is a boy, all the other brothers hate him because he's going to take a double portion from the Yerusha. There's rivalry and the Zevaita. But if there's no boy, only a girl, then they're very happy. It's a happy family. That's what he says. I believe that Banson are differently mi bonai. Having girls are better than having sons. Why? I like girls better than boys. Is the mefarshe someone to say that Avchizde b'mafkedes kishmaiti? He's talking about the oldest daughter. He'd rather have the first child should be a girl. For the reason we just said, she takes care of the brothers. Achaloshim medikam elididi to me ainam meichir. It doesn't sound like the oldest one to me. Venida be ainai shalayin is kaimu lebanim. He had no sons. Ki bonus only daughters. Lekach misava hoya lebanus, and therefore he went around saying, "I like daughters better." He did. Yeah. I'll see you in a second. Well, in his yashli dafa daicher chiz. I don't understand what he's saying because he didn't have any boys. Therefore, he's happy to have girls. It was like consoling himself. Tesis has a problem with this pshat. Look at Tesis. Lididi banson adifalim bebonai pidish bekuntish lein skaim lebonim. He didn't have any sons. They need a. We had the Tesis a number of times. You learned it says kuntish, so we don't know. Could be had Rashi or could be he called your friend the Rashbam. The ain need a. The harba bonim hoy had many sons. Kid Ashkan and Ab Nachman. A lot of sons. Navas. Interesting. You know why he liked his daughters better? Because when you have a daughter, you can choose who your son-in-law will be. And he chose the biggest Tamil Chum at that time. Remember who his son-in-law was? Rava. And Rava cursed out Bad Hedya for killing out his wife. Remember, Bad Hedya gave him an interpreter's green band and killed his wife. Vitema Doctor says, he had three daughters and they all big time chachamim, and he had the biggest amaroim. Rava, Rav Mori Bachama, and Marukva Bachama. So he had great people there that were his sons-in-law. And that's why he can choose. No, one brother died, then the next Weiter die Gemara. So die Gemara, weiter die Gemara. Wie bei Seyma, Hamani, Rabbi Yehudi, this follows Rabbi Yehuda, that he said that a girl gets more than a boy, follows Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, which had a high Rabbi Yehuda? Ilem Rabbi Yehuda, the Bavel, sorry, Rabbi Yehuda, the Bakoil, the Tanya, the Mavai, the Bavel, the Bakoil. That made Rabbi Shaloha, the Bavel, that is the first Pedic. Rabbi Yehuda, the Misha Hoysel, the Basa Bakoil Shema, that the Bracha was that he had a daughter, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds that having a girl is a great thing. Eimer, the Shamel, Rabbi Yehuda, Barta, Nami, Le Chos, Rachman Avram. All he's saying was he also had a daughter. Oh, but Adifa mi Ben Mishamel, you're saying that Adifa li Bonsai, we didn't know it's better that a girl's worth $200 and a boy's worth $100. When the Tate by Erchin, we see Fakert. The following Yehuda, the Tanya mitzvah lozon es habonis v'kavachayim lebanim. It's a mitzvah to feed your daughters and a kavachayim to feed your sons. Why kavachayim? The oski b'teira meir, because sons learn teira. So we see here they're valued because of the teira. So according to the meir, a son is worth more than a girl because she learns teira. He learns teira. The Yehuda im mitzvah lozon es habonim kavachayim lebanis. The loy lizalim. We don't want them kavod about malpinim. We want them wandering about. Dashbam. Rashbam, Homan Abudim, Assistant Abudim, Shechavi Bachov, the basket, if I come to Israel. The Tanya mitzvahs about brayse b'ksuv peinadish is pata mitzvahs and mishum b'sogas alim. You should take care of your own. Mi yochayvu the lek is no chayv because it's not only mitzvah. Ain't the chayv mizayin is bitay. Ain't the chayv and it's a laws of bonim and nisa b'lein over 6 years. I mean hasan. I mean leyara yolda v'avne mosa shad. You remember that rich man gave birth and then he went through communities and said, take care of my kids. Now look at Tesis, interesting, fascinating Tesis. Bas hoy loy bakol shma for Tesis in tame of a lama loy seal Yitzchak. If Avram had a daughter, bakol. Why did you go search a shidduch for Yitzchak? Give Yitzchak to his sister before Matan Torah. Leman da Amma bePerik Arba misses the Ben Noach Muter Bar Choisei. So Tesis clearly holds it. This one that I take hold that the Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov had a din like Ben Noach before Matan Torah. So why didn't he marry his sister?
Because they probably knew.
The Yeshloimer.
A good thing to do.
The Yeshloimer, the Shema Ktana Hoisa, Veloirotza Dain which means that Rivka. So that means obviously this argues that that's only one Pshat and Medrash. Obviously this case can't hold that, unless he was even younger than three. Inami, listen to more interesting. Mahogar Hoisle. This is his own wife. Hogar gave birth to him, and even though Hogar was Megayer, he'd rather give it to Lavan, the father Lavan. And then Adina the mother, we know nothing about her. Then to give it to his own wife Sodom, and he's the father, and his own wife Hagar, but the girl that came out of that, and she was Megayah, and she was Meisa Nefesh. And he didn't want that girl should be Yitzchak's wife. So Pasnish, why? It's not a good enough mother. But Lavan was good. What's wrong with Avram as a father? If you look at the father. Compare Avram to Lavan, I think Avram is better.
One of these fathers,
Mishpacha. Avram, he's the father. He's the same Mishpacha. And Hogar, which is Keturah, she was Moshe Nefesh, really potty to go here, is not better than Adina, we know nothing about. What's Pshat? Definitely before, as soon as he married Avram, Pashas. Because they
he's his son and he's his daughter that you're giving all these matters. His mother giving all these matters. And that's like an amadol.
But Asher Ramakar was written afterwards. It was written after that whole story. So maybe, and that's when he had a daughter, which was after she was the guy. When he took her back, he took Keturah back a second time, and she was. Let's say she's the guy then. This girl was definitely otherwise because if she's a goy, what's to talk about?
Yeah.
Then it's not his daughter. It's Bas Shivcha. Bas Shivcha gets nothing.
He probably knew that there would be health problems anyway.
No. But he can make this. Avram was a magic, magician. Anyway, he needs a lot of it. Back of ending the Texas Tesis. Whoa, sorry for AC.